Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Hopefully everything is good and you're getting ready for Christmas, which is like, yeah, it's here now. And of course, wherever you are, do stay safe. And if you're going out, wear a mask, sanitize, do what you have to do so that we protect each other and you protect yourselves. Today, the album review takes us to South Africa.
The latest African album review is...
The Low Keys give us a short EP titled Love and Affection to close out 2020. These guys have been huge in Amapiano circles for about 3 years and continue to show that talent will do you great favors in your passion. They've worked with big names while also giving us their own music along the way. Love and Affection has 4 tracks, a 20-minute runtime, and of course they produce the tracks themselves.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Love opens up this short EP with some beautiful rhythms that take you to Amapiano's 9th cloud. The lead vocal is so well done. They sing, Lerato, I've been looking for you everywhere. Now, I'm not sure if he's looking for love and sort of talking to love or actually singing to a girl named Lerato. That's the genius of it. This one has a more deep house inclination and will appeal to a certain crowd for sure. Affection is such a vibe, man. By the 32nd mark, the sweetest of keys have already revealed themselves and you know you're getting in to that Amapiano territory, but it's a beautiful song more than the thumping party starters you'd expect. Again, vocally, the performance here is wonderful. You get even more lyrics than on the song Love and more storytelling. But of course, take nothing away from the beat. It is an absolute vibe. It's so groovy and you're like, I gotta dance to this, man. You'll find yourself just moving to it. And I mean, I felt my soul trying to jump out for no reason. But then again, I'm an Amapiano junkie, so it's kind of expected.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I already gave it away, but genre-wise, this is a soulful and deep house Amapiano EP. And theme-wise, it's all about love, hence the title, Love and Affection. This has to be a first for me to review what is technically a 2-track EP. And maybe in some sense it's just a single. There are 4 tracks, however, what you get are 2 versions of each track, a full version and a shorter radio edit. The Low Keys obviously need no introduction on this stage. Their catalog is growing and becoming a deep journey, reminding you who they are and how talented they are. They only formed this group in 2016, but are considered some of the best Pittori piano producers around. The roomy reverb feel on the song Affection, on the vocals there, it was just a level 10 type of touch. It reminds me how much you have to do in post, and what you do to a vocal is all about how it fits with the music and the goal of the song. The high pitch backing vocals were fantastic as well on here. And on that note, the mixing and mastering on Love and Affection were otherworldly for both the beats and the vocals, then married together to give us an absolute world-class product.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
The catchiest part about Love and Affection is that the type of Amapiano you get is really unique to these guys. You know, Pretoria is becoming the capital of the current commercial sound, typified by their breakbeats and infusion of a jazzy sound, And the Low Keys just have mastered that to make their own brand of amapiano pretty much. This makes their flavor, you know, easy on the ear for general house lovers. So yeah, if you're in that deep house kind of side of things as well, you probably will like this. Love and Affection is a beautiful two-track EP that is a welcome addition to any amapiano library. These might not be the amapiano hits that will get requested at every party. However, they are some of the best songs to come out of the genre, showing its diversity and just how different amapiano, the amapiano spectrum can be. Obviously, the top DJs can work these songs into any party playlist and get some sing-alongs too. I highly recommend Love and Affection for amapiano and deep house lovers. Try this out for sure. Trust me on this. It could become a sound you really vibe with and even latch onto for the long term. And the Low Keys are here to stay, honestly. They've carved out a niche with their amapiano and I'm here for that. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.